Hello and welcome back to another episode of Drive Talk. My name is James, and this is a podcast where every day on my short commute to work, I drive and I talk. How are you guys doing today? I am doing good. It was a pretty full weekend. I hope you guys had a good weekend. Saturday, my wife worked for a few hours during the day, so I had some time with the kids, and we went to a park, and we went to Walmart, and it was a pretty good day, hanging out with the kids, having a bit of fun. The weather wasn't too bad. The weather's been good, but it's, you know, a little cold. And then Sunday, we kind of cleaned the house a little bit, and then we went to IKEA. One of the main reasons I wanted to go to IKEA was, the arcade machine that I have. I'm desperately trying to figure a way of kind of rising it up a little bit. The company that makes the arcade machine, they do sell a riser, and I would probably buy one if I could find one in Canada. It seems like they didn't stock a ton of these things in Canada, and even now, like, if I wanted to buy an arcade machine kind of post-Christmas, like, none of the stores have them, and even online stock is pretty limited to none. So I feel pretty fortunate that I was able to snag one, because I absolutely love it. But with it being a 3/4 scale machine, I wanted something to, like, rise it up a little bit, so it's kind of more at the height of a standard arcade machine. So I wanted to go to IKEA to kind of see what they had in terms of something cheap that would kind of get it off the ground. Currently I'm using a box that my parents put together for their Christmas tree that they no longer need, and It's like, I would say it's probably like 6 inches too short, which makes, you know, if you're trying to stand up and play, it kind of makes it really annoying. So, they have these, like, LAC coffee tables that some people have used to prop them up, and, the nice thing is I think they cost about $10, so it's not going to break the bank. So I picked one of those up, and then I also wanted to pick up, like, a kind of like a bar stool, so if I'm playing for kind of extended sessions, I have something to prop myself on. Initially I wanted to get, like, a folding bar stool, but the price difference between kind of the non-folding and the folding was, like, double. So, I've got enough space in my kind of little studio video game room that I can kind of move it to the side. So, not a huge deal. See, I ended up picking up a kind of bar stool for about, I think it was about $20. So last night I started to build the stuff from IKEA. The table was super simple to put together. The bar stool was a bit trickier. I put one piece around the wrong way, so that involved kind of taking part of it apart. I'm sure if you guys have ever built IKEA stuff, you know how tricky it can be sometimes. Sometimes it just seems to go, like, really smoothly, and then other times it's like, you put something around the wrong way and then it just doesn't fit. I assembled the table and I moved my arcade machine on top of it. And it was too high, which really sucked. While the box was kind of like 6 inches too short, the table was like 6 inches too tall. So what I ended up actually doing was I pulled it off the table, I unscrewed the legs, and I used the base of the table to kind of rise it up on the existing box that I have, and it's kind of now at a perfect height. So if I can just, maybe I'll run to Home Depot today and get some material to kind of, like, cover the front of the box so it looks more unified. Maybe, like, a thin, like, particle board or even, like, some, like, foam or something. I know the dollar store sells, like, black foam core, which is, like, this really kind of thin material that's pretty easy to cut down. So, yeah, I might try to kind of fabricate the front. Yeah, most of my weekend, like, in the off hours was spent, kind of tooling around with my arcade machine. I found some LED light strips that I had kicking around. The adhesive kind of went on them, so, I used some electrical tape to kind of mount them to the back of the arcade machine. And after some fiddling around, it creates this nice kind of glow behind it, which looks really neat at nighttime. And I really dig it, so I'm really happy with how that turned out. I have, like, purple walls in that room, so it looks really neat. You can change the colors, and so I made it this kind of, like, lighter purple, which creates a really cool glow, and, yeah, it looks really cool. Yeah, it was a lot of tinkering with arcade stuff. I think once I kind of close this front panel, the only thing I want to get is, I want to replace the, joystick toppers. Currently they're like these round balls, which I guess is more of like a Japanese style. The machines that I'm used to playing they're called bat tops, which are kind of more stick-like. If you think of like an Atari 2600 stick, it's kind of like more of that shape. And those are relatively cheap to pick up, so yeah, then I will probably be done. Yeah, I tweaked the software running on my arcade on Saturday. So I think I have like 18,000 games on that thing. So the software is tweaked. I'm happy with the height of it. I like the lights behind it. So yeah, all that's really left is the joysticks. And then I would say my arcade is complete. Although there's lots more that I can do to kind of tinker around with it, which is kind of half the fun. It's nice having an arcade machine that isn't this huge, like, monster of a machine, but I can still kind of tinker with it and make some improvements. Oh, the one thing that I did was, before I go, is I picked up some electrical tape and I kind of ran like a blue pinstripe around like the edges, and that looks super sharp, and it's really easy to apply and remove, so I'm really happy with how that turned out. It looks really sharp, and yeah, it's little things that you kind of do to these machines that kind of make it fun. So yeah, with that said, I hope you guys have a good Monday. I'm going to the gym later on, so wish me luck, and we'll chat to you again tomorrow.